Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Man,
it's always great to talk to you on a Monday after a series win, especially Ole Miss. I was telling Roger, seems to me either last year when we first started talking with you, or it might have been the beginning of this year, we asked you, you know, which win did you enjoy the most? Which team do you enjoy beating the most? And it seems to be Ole Miss was right up there towards the top, if not the top. So if that's the case, congratulations on a big series win.
Yes, thank you. It was extremely fun series of playing, and it always feels good to beat Ole Miss, so we're excited.
Yeah, you had two home runs the first two games, and I can't remember which one it was. I was telling Roger, you absolutely crushed it. Hit it on top of the roof out there in the building in right field. Was that the first game or the second game?
Yeah, that was the Friday game. So that was the first game of the series, and T.J. Pompey had a really big swing earlier in that game and hit a three-run home run, and then I was able to connect on a ball, and I made it 5-0. And when you get up on a team like that, that's solo home runs won't beat you, but multiple-run home runs will. So that was a great how we did that on Friday. So it was exciting.
I was wondering, I didn't hear a measurement. I think they were talking about Cahillo's home run yesterday that was 469 or something. I mean, you and him both are having these tape measure home runs. Do you know which home run has been the longest for you, that whatever the way they measure that, they could tell you, hey, this was 450 feet or whatever? Do you know which one is your longest?
I don't know which one's my longest, but Gage Goodwin, he's our bat boy.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up to me almost for every game and he asks which one has ever been my longest. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, I don't know. And he says, I know what it is. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to know, Gage. And then he doesn't tell me, but then that home run I must have hit against Missouri State, kind of right center field. He came up to me in the dugout a couple innings later and said, that's the farthest home run you've ever hit. So he knows, but I don't necessarily know.
Well, it pretty cool the way the game was won yesterday when you got a 19-year-old freshman who hadn't had a hit since Alabama step in, you know, at the biggest moment and deliver. Of course, the Sousa at bat was great before that. I think he had either 5 to 9 foul balls. So it just those two at bats were just really impressive.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I think that's, as I'm just kind of sitting still in shock and reflecting on it, I think that's probably the coolest thing I've ever been a part of on a baseball field. And Sousa had an amazing at bat. He just kept battling and got his barrel on one, hit it out to right field, and we had a base runner on, and now anything's possible. I think originally, we were trying to bunt with Turner, and Coach Van Horn wasn't very happy when he didn't get the bunt down.
Yeah.
So I can't believe it was just a sequence of events throughout that at bat. Turner maybe takes a strike, then he bunts one back to the backstop, and then Van Horn's yelling at him, and then Coach Thompson's yelling at him, and then he fouls off another pitch, and he's shaking his head up and down, and then the crowd gets up on their feet and they start yelling and cheering. I'm like, holy cow, the temperature in the room is really high. and then he just hangs a slider. And I mean, I've seen Christian Turner hit all year. And I don't know if I've ever seen him hit a ball like that in BP or anything. It was just kind of a miracle. And he just barreled it up and it went straight into the wind in the right center. The wind was blowing from right to left. So he hit it pretty hard, and then we all just kind of blacked out in the dugout, and we mobbed him.
Yeah, that was the mob went all the way over right in front of Ole Miss, right in front of the third baseline. Yeah, he was talking about that in the post game press conference about how he was sort of bopping his head around, and he was doing that on purpose to just show confidence towards the pitcher. And then that last one, he fouled off his leg, as you mentioned. The crowd started getting to it. Isn't that interesting how the emotion of an at-bat can get to that point to where it's a mental game, and it's helping him out. And obviously, he obviously got hold of the one pitch. But I just thought it was an interesting mental part of that, you know, at bat that was impressive for a 19-year-old.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And sometimes the 19-year-olds that come into programs have the most confidence because they're just kind of naive. They're naive to the college baseball landscape and the SEC and just this and that. And they're just little puppy dogs with all this energy and all this razzle-dazzle. And I just love it. I mean, there's nothing I say, and I'm about to cuss, but I say there's nothing better than a hungry-ass 18-year-old.
Yes.
They're just fun to be around, and they work hard, and they have fun, and they get after it. And Turner's been working extremely hard over the past couple weeks. Him and Landon Schaefer have really stood out to me and a couple others. Like, they're just trying to get better, and that's really cool to see. And it was just such a cool moment for him yesterday.
Yeah, you said hungry-ass. I remember you said, too, remember, Roger, you want some wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you said, hey, we need some hungry wolves out there is what you said. So you're right. I get where you're coming from. So now you guys, obviously, a big series win. Now you've got to Oklahoma. Doesn't get any easier, number 24 Oklahoma, but you get them back home again, which is cool. And so it's just one of those things that you stack your wins up when you can get them. Everyone is important, and just like this series, but now you just got to turn the page. And you don't have a midweek game, which is that a positive to sort of get rested up as you get ready to go into postseason?
Yeah, that's a positive, I think. I mean, I love playing baseball regardless, and those midweek games are fun to play in still, but you're getting kind of down to the stretch of the season where health is going to matter a lot, and you guys stay healthy after a longer season. You need pitchers to be fresh, and you just need all those things to kind of line up. So when you have a couple extra days of rest not playing, you're able to kind of just put all your eggs in one basket on the weekend. So we're excited about that, and Oklahoma will be a fun challenge.
Do want to thank Ortho Arkansas for sponsoring Camden each week. Yeah, it was a fun week for us, Camden, because we have you on Mondays coming off the weekend, and then we have Ella McDowell, third baseman for the Razorback softball team, on Friday. And, of course, you know, it was the perfect wraparound weekend. You know, they played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and had never beaten Texas at Austin, ever. And, you know, they beat them 2 out of 3, win the series, and then you guys win it in this kind of fashion. Just, you know, we love those kind of weekends. We hadn't had those, Roger. I don't think we've had a ton of those, you know, on the weekend, but it was fun. I didn't know if, you know, in the midst of your crazy weekend, you pay attention to what the girls are doing as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun to watch. I mean, they're just fun to watch. We see them all the time in the Jones Center playing on the TV, and I've been over to the softball facility once or twice, and there's a couple of teammates who are good friends with softball players, and it's fun to just support each other and watch all the games.
Sure.
That Northwestern game, Northwestern State game that was canceled, what do you do when you get the notice about that game and, hey, it's canceled? What do you do after that? You got to come down a little bit knowing the game's canceled, or were you pretty aware of that early on?
Well, we went through our whole pregame routine and everything. We hit in the Fowler, and we got all our pregame done about an hour before game time. I'm coming downstairs to the locker room from journaling, and I walk in the door, and I must have been the last guy in there, and Van Horn's in the middle of the locker room just addressing the team, saying that we're not going to play tonight. There's hail. The home plate umpire that night was driving up from Missouri and totaled his car from hail or something crazy like that. Wow. And then Van Horn just turns around, looks straight at me, points at me in the middle of the talk and says, "No fishing tonight." And I say, "Yes, sir." No fishing tonight.
It was
great. So we kind of got another day off in a way, but got all of our work in and then played on Wednesday. So we got on to the weekend.
It was interesting to watch yesterday the emotion a little bit from Coach Van Horn, you know, with Turner there. I think he hugged him up there at the end, didn't he, during the team meeting?
Oh, yeah, he did. He gave him a big old hug. That was a really cool moment. You need freshmen to play.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. That's what he said. You got to have freshmen to play.
You need freshmen. So, it was awesome.
Today is National Star Wars Day. May the fourth be with you. I don't know if you follow that kind of stuff or not. Are you a Star Wars guy growing up, or Star Trek, or either one, or neither?
Oh, don't get me started on Star Wars. I was the biggest Star Wars kid growing up. Me and my brothers, Carson, Drew, and David, we just built Star Wars Lego. If we weren't playing football outside, we were building Star Wars Legos that my grandma Connie got me for Christmas, and my mom and dad. So I absolutely love Star Wars. I have Star Wars stuff hanging up in my apartment here in Fayetteville.
Huh.
And we, Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3 is the best movie, and I love the Clone Wars, and I'm just a big Star Wars nerd.
Wow. Who is your favorite character of all the Star Wars movies? Is there one that stands out that's your favorite?
I like to think of myself kind of as Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
So I can kind of just do everything, but I have a dark side.
You know what's wild then is that if you're a Star Wars fan and several of the movies were out before you were born.
Yeah, the originals.
Yeah, yeah, the originals. So do you go back watch them? What do you do?
Yeah, I've gone back and watched them, and I've watched all the movies multiple times, and they're kind of a comfort show, to say, like when you just want to watch a show that you know is good and you just love watching it. Like, I'll watch Star Wars.
That's wild. Because it was 30 years, 40, I don't know. How long?
It was 70. But Roger, we were it goes so bad, Ken, it was in the late 70s when the
we
first
We were
one,
younger than you are now
yeah,
when it first came out.
So, wow. Of course, also, I don't know if you saw it, Roger, but there's a Star Wars movie coming out in the next week or two. Have you seen that, Camden? It's got the little...
Is it a prequel, sequel, sequel?
The little green thing with a
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, look at you, Chris.
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, those are cool. I actually didn't watch the whole Mandalorian series. I watched the first couple episodes, and then I kind of got sidetracked. But,
yeah.
That'll be really cool. I love all the Star Wars movies.
You know, I was gonna say Valedictorian, but what is it? What is it called? The
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Well, so now which one was R2-D2? Was that the tall one? And CP3O was that the little squatty one?
C3PO is the tall one.
No, so
C3PO was the tall one.
C3PO.
Okay, you got it back.
All right. So that's actually almost come to fruition now with some of these robots that we've got roaming around.
Camden, if you went back and looked, you probably have. If you go back and look at those original couple of movies, the special effects are so basic compared to, what's used now. But it was groundbreaking at the time.
Oh, dude.
But we're Star Trek guys. Captain Kirk. We go back in the 70s and phasers
stun gun and you know what, the only thing that we did back then watching Star Trek that you guys have in your lives today
is the transfer portal.
We've got the transfer portal. It's on Star Trek.
Very good. Last thing before we let you go, it's National Bird Day. Of all the birds that you go out to hunt, what is your number one favorite bird? I'm sure it's a duck. So which is it? A mallard? Is that your number one?
Oh yeah, it's just a big fat orange-footed green head mallard duck. That's my favorite.
My man is just talking about dinner. Listen,
one more time. Would you deliver that? Would you say that one more time? Say it again, please.
Yeah, my favorite bird is a big, fat, corn-fed, orange-footed, green-headed mallard duck.
Perfect. Thank you. That will go in the system. That will go in the system to the day I retire here, and Roger and I are done. That's a great description.
It's going to be a button bar.
I had a funny feeling that was going to be the case. All right, man. Well, listen, have a great week, Camden, and get after Oklahoma, and we'll talk to you on Monday, man. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
All right, go Hawks. Thank you.